Hello, everyone. This is Ben Bourne of Investec Capital Goods. So through a series of podcasts, we're going to be discussing some current themes across our various subsectors. Today, I'm talking with Scott Cajun, who specialises in the engineers. So initial operational and liquidity challenges at the start of this COVID-19 crisis are being overcome, and focus is turning to how companies exploit the crisis to supercharge their exit velocity. The consensus play has been to shelter in defensives with occasional excitement around buying trough PMI data. So Scott, please update our listeners on the latest indicators and what characteristics we're attracted to across the engineers.
Thank you, Ben. We've seen a big increase in PMI data from the low of April. May showed an improvement sequentially versus April, and the flash PMIs that we've seen come out of Europe and the US look pretty handsome compared to May. They're not quite at 50 yet, but there's definitely an uptick in the lead indicators. And that's excited a few investors out there. A traditional trade would be to buy that sort of 2 month of uptick in lead indicators. And we're very pleased to see that. So things are improving. Where we start to do some research and analysis is to try and decipher whether the uptick is just from a complete low in April and just any activity is generating that growth, whether it's a delivery of orders that were made pre-COVID-19 lockdown. So are they delivering on orders that were made before that's generated activity, or is there a general increase in demand? And I think that's where we need to focus our energies. One area we've been focusing on that basis is those that have OPEX exposure versus CAPEX exposure. We believe, you know, the startup post-lockdowns, the initial demand for, say, consumables going into manufacturing, all of those sort of things will help those companies that have more OPEX exposure. And that's where we do a lot of work from the bottom up. And we do that to meet the top down. And that's where we focus our energies on research. So lead indicators are improving. What we need to decide, though, is whether it's a false bounce or a real demand bounce. And I think the uncertainty looking forward is something that creates debate amongst ourselves, but also the investment community. So in the near term, we would look to those companies that have that short lead term, consumable in nature, OPEX focused demand characteristics.
Thanks, Scott. And does ESG remain a focus for investors at the moment?
Very much so. You know, I think part of that's regulation driven or, you know, specific company initiatives to be more ESG focused. You know, the language on that has died down a bit through lockdown because we were heads down trying to focus on, you know, financial headroom and solvency. But ESG is not going away. It hasn't go away. It will not go away. And it's definitely a future demand driver. I mean, I'll just point you to some amazing statistics. You know, global sustainable investments growing by 34% to over $30 trillion over the last 2 years. That's an amazing number. And I just don't see that abating. What we do see is a skew to European funds doing this versus the US. But the US will move that way. You know, discussions with our US institutional investors suggest that it's only moving forward and not backwards. So that's one side. On the other side, it's the companies themselves that are, one, trying to be more ESG friendly, you know, whether that be regulation driven, you know, sort of good corporate citizen driven. Nevertheless, it's definitely a demand driver. We see that from, you know, presentation side facts, you know, from CEOs where ESG maybe 5-6 years ago was a slide at the back of the pack, moving further and further forward. It's very much a focus, and it's very much something that will drive not only, you know, company demand, but also investment making decisions in the future. So the answer to your question is yes, this is here to stay, and it's probably growing.
I agree. So as we help investors choose the winners and losers ahead of what is likely to be quite a choppy H1 reporting season, when I think most boards will take the opportunity to lower expectations further, they have the perfect reasons. How do you see industrial valuations into next year?
Well, the classic valuation, you know, sort of metrics over the sort of best part of 20 years I've looked at it is trough earnings always attract peak valuation multiples. And we're definitely seeing that with the full year 2020 multiples out there. There's some very, very, unusual multiples compared to history, and that's what we expect. I think the bigger question mark now is what's the number, the forecast for 2021, and what's the appropriate valuation to put on that? And what we've seen, probably backing on to that jump in lead indicators, is healthy share prices that have pushed valuations up to levels that are going back to pretty much where they were pre-COVID-19. So that brings us back to a stage where we start to pick out, valuation anomalies. We start to look at those companies that are trading out of kilter with their, say, competitive peer group or their own history. And, we're seeing PEs of around, in my coverage, which is the industrial engineers, electronic and electricals, sector PEs getting back to that 16, 17 times, EV/EBITDA approaching 10. Dividend yields of around 3%, free cash flow yields of 6%. And that's all where we were pretty much pre-COVID-19. So the valuation arbitrage has been eaten away to some extent. But then that takes us back to the real driver of the valuation multiples, and that's the where the earnings number is going to let fall for 2021. Do we get back to a year of normal growth, normal demand, an improvement in economic activity? And if that's the case, there's room for the earnings to grow and therefore satisfy those ratings.
Okay, thanks, Scott, and to everyone for listening. So across the team, we cover 50 stocks across the capital goods sector. So please let us know if you'd like our more detailed analysis and insight, and we look forward to catching up with you soon.